Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Drivers will buy 17 million electric vehicles this year, according to the International Energy Agency, meaning one in five cars sold worldwide will be EVs. It's a lot of cars that need a lot of places to charge. This week, our series Reverse Course is looking at ways to clean up transportation, and today, the state of EVs and EV charging. Starting with a novel idea in Michigan, Detroit is testing a new way to charge that doesn't require plugging in. Just drive your car on the right strip of road and watch the battery fill up. Justine Johnson is Chief Mobility Officer with the state of Michigan's Office of Future Mobility and Electrification. Justine, welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
This sounds so high-tech. Tell us about what people will see if they go to this section of road in Detroit and what they'll be able to do if they drive their EVs on it.
Right. So a vehicle will be connecting to a smart road. So essentially, the road has a wireless inductive charging coil inside of the road. And the vehicle is communicating with the actual coils underneath the road to receive their charge. So essentially, while a vehicle is driving, as long as it has the receiver underneath the vehicle, you charge and you drive at the same time, really maintaining your charge, but also adding some charge range to that as well.
It reminds me of like the cell phone charger that you can just place your phone on to get a charge. Is the technology
Absolutely.
Similar?
Yes, same thing. Same thing when you think about anywhere you go and you put your cell phone down and it has essentially a way in which you can charge your phone without plugging it into the wall.
I've read the plan is to eventually expand this technology to a 1 mile loop around Michigan Central where it could power a shuttle bus that runs from a parking garage to several buildings in the area. And essentially because of this strip, it would never have any downtime because it's more or less always charging, as you say. Is that the kind of use that you imagine for this?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different opportunities for this. First, you have dynamic charging. Again, that's while you're driving your vehicle is charging. And then there's static charging. So if you're parking your car at a parking lot, as long as your parking spaces have essentially that same technology there, you can also charge while you're parking your car. So there's two different pieces to this. In terms of, you know, interesting use cases here, you know, I really think that there's such a great opportunity, especially around micro transit. So essentially smaller shuttles that might be moving people. You think about public transportation. Those are also really great potential opportunities as well. I think also for those who are thinking about transitioning their fleets and understand how these vehicles can hold their range while they're driving or how they can be charged at a depot.
The Biden administration wants half of all new car sales to be electric by 2030, and federal money will be used in your state to build 41 more charging stations this year alone. What's your status? I mean, do you have enough chargers in the state of Michigan to sustain demand for new EVs?
For us, the big focus, we have a state plan called the My Future Mobility Plan. We have a goal for 100,000 chargers to be put in place by 2030 to support 2 million passenger EVs. And we still have a lot more to go, I will say that. Another part of this dialogue is really around this type of technology and innovation and how we can add more assets to be this option for charging. So this is really about making sure that we're providing a mix of charging solutions from level one all the way to DC fast and inductive road charging.
But this is hard work. As I'm sure you know, some of the big three in Detroit have pulled back on EV production. Do you think that electric vehicles are still the future for car makers and for the United States?
Yeah, I do think they're still very important to this dialogue. I think we will continue to see more automakers in particular look at electric vehicles to be a big priority. It also eliminates this concept of range anxiety that people are having when they're thinking about what's their next vehicle purchase. I always tell folks that typically you don't have anxiety when your gas light comes on because you know that there's gas stations available. And the more that we continue to invest in electric vehicle charging infrastructure, the less this conversation will be about range anxiety.
Justine Johnson is Michigan's Chief Mobility Officer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's take a step back from Michigan now. Tesla announced more layoffs yesterday and said it plans to roll out new, more affordable vehicles next year. The company's stock has been in a tailspin. And while Tesla might be a special case, other American carmakers have also tapped the brakes just a little bit on EVs. Ryan Fisher is an analyst for Bloomberg NEF, and he joins me now. Ryan, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, we just heard about this road in Detroit that can charge an electric vehicle just by driving over it. Fascinating technology, but big picture, what is the state of EV charging in the United States right now? We got the Biden administration has a goal of creating a national network of 500,000 publicly available chargers by 2030. Are we anywhere near that?
Yeah. So in the U.S., I think what you've seen is it be behind other regions. China's well out in front, kind of installing almost 1 million public chargers last year. The US kind of down in the low tens of thousands. And then Europe somewhere in between. And one of the reasons for this is kind of lower EV sales as a whole. Things are kind of moving, but overall a bit stagnant in comparison to like when we look at Europe.
We also hear all these stories of people pulling up to charge their cars at a public charging station and they don't work. Why is that such a problem?
So it's a super interesting one. So I used to work at Jaguar Land Rover, and they had chargers from all different manufacturers. And occasionally they wouldn't work, or quite often they wouldn't work. And sometimes it'll be like the car is sending a signal, and the charger expects it, or the car expects it to the signal to go every like 1 second or something. And then the other one is sending the signal every 2 seconds. Basically, those communications are a problem. So that standardization is taking a bit of time. And the other side of it is the business model of, are they being funded in the right way such that somebody cares about them being upgraded? The US, when you look across it, has had more free chargers. And as we kind of know, in a way, something that's free either gets neglected or not used very well. And if it's free as well, the other person in that store, you might look at it and go, actually, I'm not really so bothered about maintaining that or caring about it.
So that's the charging side of this story. But let's just talk in general about the market for EVs. We know it is growing, but that sales have really fallen off. Demand is slowing. What's the snapshot of EVs in the United States today?
I think the media could say that there's a bit of a negative sentiment from some of the reality. And part of that is some truth. Like, growth is slowing. So you can read an article or a headline and it says, EVs are down, everything's going really bad. But the reality was last year, EV sales in the US were up over 40% or somewhere around that number. Most businesses would be pretty happy with 40% growth. This year, we're still thinking that it's still going to be double-digit growth, maybe 20 to 30%, I think, in our forecast. But clearly, interest rates have bitten, not just the EV market, but the whole auto sector. And if money is expensive to borrow, then less people are going to go out there and buy new cars. Also, the US as a whole has not got some of the same dynamics as perhaps Europe, where you've got maybe stricter fuel economy regulations, but you've also got Chinese manufacturers able to come in, the tariffs being slightly lower, which means that they basically got to build those EVs now. Whereas I think the US automakers have perhaps seen a bit of an opportunity to slow this down, and that sort of feeds a bit of negative sentiment to the market.
You know, I was recently in a BYD Chinese-built EV for the first time while I was working on a story for this series in Costa Rica. You can't get these cars in the United States. China is by far the largest market for EVs. It makes up 59% of the sales last year. I wonder, just comment on the state of China's EV market and what it's doing that other countries might be able to look at and adopt.
Yeah, so I think we're on something like 10% of sales being EV in America, North America. In China, I think they're talking about it getting up to 50%. One of the factors is cost. So they're just coming with new products faster with great specifications. And then obviously from a cost point, they kind of own the supply chain. The charging bit comes into it too. So I think the Chinese government has kind of realized, well, we want to own the auto market and charging matters. So if we're going to sell a lot of EVs in our country, we'll put charging out. And you can see that they're really going for it. And every year they kind of install more chargers than we might even expect.
Ryan Fisher is an analyst with Bloomberg NEF talking about the state of electric vehicles in the United States and beyond. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you just heard, dig deeper into the story by clicking the link in the show notes. We've got photos and a lot more at our website, hereandnow.org. Reverse Course is a special series from Here and Now by NPR and WBUR. You can find all of our episodes at hereandnow.org. And if you like this series, we do a lot more climate coverage on our podcast, Here and Now Anytime. Look for Here and Now Anytime in your podcast app. In 30-minute episodes every weekday, we bring you a little news, a little something you weren't expecting, and always a fresh, in-depth perspective on the stories that shape your world. Hear from smart people who know what's up and get a new angle on the news with Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.